Sharon Sandulo and Miles Strong. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first episode of Versus. This is a show that I have been wanting to do for a while. Miles learned about the show about a week ago.
And I agreed to it because I like arguing.
Yes, that is a terrible decision on his part. And this is a show where we do not have any idea what we are going to be debating about until the day of the debate. And today's debate
topic... We have no time to prepare.
Yes, we have no prep time. This is a full improv debate. And our positions are not even our positions originally. These are positions assigned to us by other studio members here.
Yeah, well, to be honest, the position today that I was assigned is the one that I agree with. So, you know.
Shocking.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely shocking. Anyways, today, which Lego movie is better? The Lego Batman movie. That's what I'm arguing today. Or the original, the OG, the Lego movie.
It's the OG. It's not even close.
And why?
I mean, first of all, the cast.
The cast?
You know what I'm saying? The cast, it's two completely different things. I mean, the cast from the Lego Batman movie nothing can beat the one from the Lego movie. I mean, you got Chris Pratt.
Immediately lost all credibility.
No. Chris Pratt fits Emmett. You can say what you want about Mario. You can say what you want about Garfield. Heck, you can even say what you want about Andy from Parks and Rec. But Chris Pratt is a great voice actor for Emmett specifically. To the point where I mean, it's probably one of the better popular animated movies of the past 10 years, I would put him up there as one of the better performances. You got Will Ferrell. Is Will Ferrell in the Lego Batman movie? No. Elizabeth Banks, you know, we know her as the host of Press Your Luck, obviously, because that's the only thing she's ever done. And she definitely, I know her as the director from that one bear movie.
Cocaine Bear,
yeah. I mean, Morgan Freeman, Jonah Hill, Allison Brie, Liam Neeson, Channing Tatum, Charlie Day.
Channing Tatum is a much, much more prominent figure in the Lego Batman movie.
Oh, I guess because he is Superman.
He is Superman. Listen, you have a good cast, but I have the Lego Batman movie. We've got Will Arnett. We have Chris McKay, Michael Cera as Robin, Zach Galifianakis as Joker. That's the Between Two Ferns guy, and I love the Between Two Ferns guy.
Yeah,
Ralph Fiennes as Alfred? Dude.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know who that is.
I've got A-listers. You don't know who Ralph Fiennes is?
I have no idea who that is.
He was the chef in The Menu.
Oh, yeah. With
He was also
Anya Joy-Taylor
in the Kingsman prequel, The Grand Budapest Hotel, Schindler's List, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Who is he in Harry Potter and Order of the Phoenix?
I think he's Voldemort. Hold on.
Oh, word?
Yeah, yeah. He's Voldemort.
Okay, yeah.
Listen, man.
I didn't know.
Here's the thing. He's also Voldemort in the Lego Batman movie.
No. Oh, yeah, I guess he would be. Yeah.
Mariah Carey is the mayor? What?
Why?
Jenny Slate is Harley Quinn?
Oh, what? Okay. Never mind.
Jonah Hill is Green Lantern.
Your cast.
Conan O'Brien is the Riddler.
Your cast might beat mine just because of Jenny Slate. I love Jenny Slate. I think she's hysterical. But, I mean, come on. I still think that the overall cast.
You have nothing on my cast.
Take my Jenny Slate bias aside.
Adam Devine is the Flash.
Oh.
I am stacked, okay?
I mean, I got Charlie Day.
Yeah, I'll give you Charlie Day.
Kobe Smulders? Keenan Michael Key, the original voice of C-3PO, Anthony Daniels.
There are a lot of names I don't know in here.
Okay, these are side characters. They don't count. But overall, I feel like I feel like the cast could go either way.
We made Siri into the Bat Computer.
Oh, like the actual voice of Siri is the Bat Computer?
Yes.
Oh, that's so funny. I think here, this is how unmemorable the Lego Batman movie is. I think I've seen it twice in my entire life.
Because you only need to see it twice.
You know how many times I've seen the Lego movie?
How many?
Upwards of 30. There's no way I haven't seen it over 30 times.
I've seen the Lego Batman movie upwards of 30 times. That's my favorite movie. It's not my favorite movie, but it's my favorite Lego movie.
But, okay.
Listen.
I will
we have... First. Listen, Lego movie is cool and all, but the Lego Batman movie has the Scuttler. Have you seen the Scuttler? Do you remember the Scuttler?
I don't remember who that is.
The Scuttler from the Lego Batman movie is the Batmobile from that movie. This thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that. I thought that was weird.
That thing is awesome. It's sick. Because
like
it can fly, it can climb. It's basically just a Lego bat that you can ride.
I think I think it's weird looking. I don't like it.
How dare you? You have way more weird looking stuff in your movie. No, Abraham Lincoln has a rocket chair in your movie.
And it's awesome.
Thank you. It's unbelievable.
Okay. All I need to say about the Lego movie is it has the single greatest joke I've ever heard in my entire life ever. You know the scene when Cloud Cuckoo Land is being invaded by President Business and his groupies, whatever.
See, just the way that you had to describe the event tells me right now that it is the most just like absolutely insane piece of film ever created.
Yeah.
The Cloud Cuckoo Land is invaded by President Business and his groupies.
Yeah. Including Bad Cop and a bunch of robots.
Do you see what I'm getting at here?
Yeah, that it's not...
Meanwhile, I can't say anything, actually.
It's methodized madness.
The Joker frees the Daleks and Lord Voldemort from Harry Potter from a place called the Phantom Zone and sends them to attack Gotham City.
Exactly. So you can't talk. They're both methodized madness.
And also, but the warden of the Phantom Zone is voiced by Aaron from The Office.
Oh, Ellie Kemper?
Yep.
I love Ellie Kemper. She's great.
Once again, another win for the Lego Batman movie.
No, I just like Ellie Kemper and Jenny Slate. I think they're both hilarious. But anyway, so when they're invading Cloud Cuckoo Land and Shaquille O'Neal... And Shaquille O'Neal.
I forgot that Shaq was in the Lego movie.
I don't think it's actually...
Shaquille O'Neal.
Is it actually him voicing him?
Y'all ready for this? And then they build the basketball catapult. Oh, no. They were ready for that.
Oh, no. They were ready for that. That is the funniest joke I've ever heard in my entire life.
I'll give you that. That's pretty good.
I'm not going to lie. I watched the Lego movie a couple months ago, and I replayed that clip like 10 times.
It's pretty good.
I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
My favorite part is my favorite line. This is why I think Lego Batman movie carries, because this was just a... Let me think here. What was it that Alfred was telling Batman to go outside and go to this thing for the mayor? And he goes, no! He's like, it would be really beneficial for you, sir. No, 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 no. Come on, you should go outside. No, 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 no. No! That is the funniest thing in any Lego movie for me. It's so good. It's so...
Oh, wait.
I love it.
I forgot about probably the greatest creation ever made in any Lego piece of media ever.
Don't say the double-decker couch.
The double-decker
couch. God, no!
That way you can all sit with your buddies and be friends.
God, no.
Oh, well, I completely messed up that line. I forgot it. But it's got seat coolers, cup holders, ladders...
And it's apparently waterproof.
And it's waterproof. It
apparently is buoyant enough to float on the Atlantic Ocean, which is kind of that's kind of funny.
And it survived an explosion of a submarine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most durable, well-rounded, all-around amazing invention created by anything or by anyone ever in the history of the world. So I don't know. I think the double-decker cat. What name one amazing creation from the Lego Batman movie?
Probably
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No,
that's right.
No, hold on. Give me a minute. Give me a second. I got nothing.
Yeah, exactly. The double-decker couch.
I do, however, have a counter-argument. We may not have the best inventions, but we probably have the best things.
Explain.
We have Sauron. We have the Eye of Sauron.
Yeah, well, we've got the Kraggle.
Okay.
And
I have the Daleks from Doctor Who.
And what is the... it's the... I forget what it's...
I have the gremlins.
It's I'm trying to remember how he says it in the movie, but it's like the nail polish remover and the Q-tip that he uses to wipe
the
off the
police remover of Nihil.
Yeah,
that is a line.
The police remover of Nihil.
I've memorized the blade of Exact Zero.
Exactly, and the staff of Q-tip.
The staff of Q-tip is pretty good. I'll give you that. You have, well, the Lego movie is a very meta movie.
Uh-huh.
It is using Lego, like, the Legos are being used to tell the story because they are Legos, is existing as Legos.
Exactly.
A story told by children. The Lego Batman movie is just a Batman movie that happens to be animated with Legos.
Yeah, which I think is actually detrimental because it's
really
way less groundbreaking than the Lego movie. Because
I feel it's more grounded than the Lego movie.
Yeah, but
I say with the Eye of Sauron flooding Gotham City with lava.
And Voldemort while
Voldemort controls the gremlins to attack Killer Croc and Bane.
Exactly. It's like,
and so, here's the thing. Lego Batman movie also ended with them reconnecting the city into two pieces by ab crunching.
Well...
You got nothing.
Ours ended with the planet of Diplo. Did you have Diplo creations in your movie?
Actually, it's pronounced
to a
Duplo.
Oh.
I win.
Oh, Diplo's like the DJ. I mixed up Duplo and Diplo.
You mixed up children's Legos.
And a DJ, yes.
And a DJ.
Absolutely, I did. And I don't even listen to Diplo.
Hold on, let me go through. I need to go through my villain cameos in the Lego Batman movie.
Diplo is a dude, right? I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oop, I just accidentally kicked something. Well, you've got the villain cameos. We got the hero cameos. Everyone from Cloud Cuckoo Land is amazing. Like, we got Abraham Lincoln.
We got the Condiment King. That's an obscure villain.
What is that? What? Well, no.
That's the guy that throws ketchup and mustard at people. We had Agent Smith
from the Matrix.
Matrix.
Okay. Hold on. No. Why is they giving me this? No. Stop it. I'm trying to find, okay, the inhabitants. Oh, why doesn't it say all of them? What the heck? Wait, what? I'm looking at the fandom for, who's in Cloud Cuckoo Land, and it says Batman, Benny, Emmett, Unikitty, Vitruvius, Wildstyle, Master Builders, and Flight Reacts. Gone, and in parentheses it says gone bald. What does that even mean? I mean, obviously he's bald, but like...
All right, we're going to go through all of my Phantom Zone criminals right now so that I can tell you why everything is just great. here's every cameo that we had. We've got General Zod, Sauron from Lord of the Rings, Medusa and the Kraken from Clash of the Titans, Lord Voldemort, Agent Smith, Swamp Creature, Lord Vampire and the Mummy, Ninja.
Like Ninja?
Ninja.
Like blue hair Tyler Blevins?
Ninja. The Gremlins from Gremlins, the Great White Shark from Jaws, King Kong, the Daleks, the Wicked Witch of the West and her flying monkeys, the T-Rex and Velociraptors from Jurassic Park, Skeleton Warriors from Jason and the Argonauts.
What?
We got cameos. Good cameos.
Okay, you know what? You got up.
I'm about to bring you that. Beast from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah, well, we have Test Dummy. Here we go. Test Dummy, Emmett. Who's Lucy? Like the scar.
Bro, oh my god.
Oh, Lucy is Wild Style's real name. I forgot.
That's okay. See, now you've lost all credibility.
No. I haven't lost any credibility.
That's the main character's name, or the second main character's name.
I know her as Wild Style, and I said, who's Lucy? I didn't even have to click on the hyperlink, and I was like, oh, wait, never mind. I remember who that is. So I had a little slip there. Vitruvius, Batman, Alfred, Unikitty, Benny, Metalbeard, Superman, Green Lantern, Cleopatra, the Swamp Creature.
Yeah, we had the Swamp Creature.
Marcia, Queen of the Mermaids, whatever that is. I'm not going to lie.
Actually, you know what? You guys had the Green Ninja. Guys had Lloyd.
Was he there?
Yeah, you had, like, actual Ninjago TV show Lloyd, though.
Yeah, well, we also had both Michelangelos.
Yeah.
The Ninja Turtle and the sculptor, painter, artist. Mm-hmm. I mean, do I really have to say more? NBA players. We got Shaquille O'Neal saying, oh no, they were ready for that.
Who else was there?
Not many other people.
Who else? No, which other basketball players did they
have? It just says NBA players. It doesn't say who. Abraham Lincoln, Gandalf and Dumbledore, The Flash, Robin, El Macho Wrestler, whatever that means, William Shakespeare, Milhouse from The Simpsons, of course. Okay, there's not really much else here. Oh, okay.
Honestly, Milhouse is a bit of a left field hit.
Uh-huh.
Why is Milhouse there?
Because he's Milhouse.
Isn't he Disney owned? Why was he in a Warner Brothers movie?
I mean, well, they used other Disney. Oh, wait, no, they didn't.
No.
They didn't use other Disney IPs.
No, they did not.
Because Marvel is, or because it's not, or because,
was this a point of Lego IP? Was this before? No, it was not before The Simpsons were acquired by Disney.
No, that probably would be it, is that they weren't Disney owned yet.
No, this was well after Disney acquired The Simpsons, I believe. Because I think The Simpsons has been a Disney property for longer than we've been alive.
Has it?
Google.
When was The Simpsons acquired by Disney? Okay, so The Simpsons were acquired by Disney in 2019.
Oh, yeah. So this was well before then. It was just using Lego property. Then it wasn't Disney then.
Yeah, then it would just be Lego property.
See, we had a bunch of Warner Brothers properties.
Yeah, because they acquired, most of Fox,
hey,
or 21st Century Fox.
Lego Batman movie had the Daleks in it from Doctor Who. Disney owns Doctor Who now.
Okay.
Yeah. Just thought that you would find that funny.
Because like they're targeting Lego properties?
Yes, they're stealing all the Lego properties from us. They got Marvel, then they got Star Wars.
It took me a second, but I got there.
Doctor Who doesn't even have a Lego set. The only Doctor
Who
in Lego. The only Lego Doctor Who that has ever existed was Lego Dimensions in 2012.
Yes. No, it was like 2015 or 16.
Nah. This was before the Lego movie came out.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Lego Dimensions came out before the Lego movie. I'm positive of that.
Okay, yeah, it came out 2015.
No! My credibility! No!
Your credibility. I am awesome and amazing at everything ever.
But my point still stands about Doctor Who. He only exists in Lego Dimensions. He does not have Lego sets.
There's no way they don't have...
They don't have Doctor Who Lego sets.
That's weird. I would have expected
There's no
that.
TARDIS. I want a Lego TARDIS. Just for fun.
Yeah, I can nice get stretch? That. Oh, I did. It was.
Were you using that stretch to consider your next argument?
No, my back's a little tight right now.
And that
now.
Was your first mistake.
What? My back was tight. I'm sorry.
We're talking writing now. We're talking story.
Oh, come on.
We're talking story.
Come on. Lego Movie story clears Lego Batman.
Absolutely not.
Because,
Tell me your story. Tell me why.
One, Shaquille O'Neal's in it.
That's not story.
Who
That's
wrote
a cameo.
In who wrote in Shaquille O'Neal?
Probably Shaquille O'Neal.
Do you think they called up Shaquille O'Neal and they were like, yo, you want to be in this movie?
Yeah.
That's probably how acting contracts work.
That's how Ryan Reynolds got Hugh Jackman onto Deadpool 3.
Yep.
Actually, it was the exact opposite. Hugh Jackman called Ryan and was like,
I want to be on this.
Oi, mate.
I want to be
come
in
back
the new
for
movie.
Deadpool 3?
Hey, Bob, I want to be in the new movie.
I regret my decision to be giving up as Wolverine, and I want to come back. I want to do this till I'm 90.
I thought that was so funny that they just brought him back from the... Or that they just... Like, it like, was this really emotional ending to Logan, and he's just back now.
He's just back. It's fine.
But
if you haven't seen Deadpool and Wolverine yet,
do it. Do it. Watch
it's
it.
It's so good.
It's very, very good.
It is literally the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time.
Yeah.
It is, next week, set to be the first R-rated movie to gross $1 billion.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The first ever.
Yeah. Because R-rated movies,
mm-hmm.
families can't see those.
And yet, that did not stop the people in my theater from bringing 5-year-olds. There was a first grader in the seat next to me laughing at jokes that he shouldn't understand.
Oh, no.
Public service announcement. If you have small children, do not let them watch Deadpool movies.
Yeah, don't bring them to Deadpool, please.
Don't bring them to R-rated movies at all.
Yeah,
that's a bad idea.
Especially not Deadpool. There's a lot of...
Especially not Deadpool.
There's so much, like...
There is a reason it is R-rated.
Yes, there's... Let's just say there's
not
a lot
even the
of
gratuitous
F-bombs.
Violence. It's not even the gratuitous violence in the language. There are many reasons.
Yeah, there's
don't
so many
let
reasons.
Small children watch Deadpool 3.
That's our public service.
That is our public
any,
service announcement.
If you learn anything from the show, learn that don't bring your kids to, or don't bring your small kids to Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yes,
and learn that the Lego movie is better because it
I
is.
Am going to hit you with that water bottle that you're holding right now.
No, I need to drink it. I'm thirsty.
I'm going to empty it, and then I'm going to hit you with it.
Oh, well, can I? How about you let me finish it first, and then you can hit me with it.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Chug it.
No.
Right now.
No.
Do it.
No.
$5.
No.
$3.
No. Well, why are you going down? Anyways, writing.
I realized I only have $3.
Anyways, writing. So you have it's the Lego movie has such a classic type trope of story, but also so refreshing at the same time.
It's Star Wars.
Yeah, but you mix, like, it's, Scream in there, where they make all these references.
It's literally Star Wars.
Yeah, but it's not, though.
It is.
Yeah, but, okay, it is the basis, the premise, the premise of Star Wars. It is the premise of Star
it's
Wars.
It's a normal guy who has discovered he has been blessed with magical gifts.
No. He was not blessed with magical gifts. He found a relic on accident by falling down a hole. That's completely different.
Which resulted in him discovering that he has magical gifts.
He didn't get magical gifts. He was still just a regular guy.
It resulted in him discovering that he had magical gifts, which is what Star Wars is about.
But master building isn't a magical gift. It's just like you
master
have a...
Master building is the Force, dude.
It's not the Force.
It's like a Green Lantern ring.
No, you can build stuff really quickly. That's not
You know
the
what
Force.
You can do with the Force?
Not build stuff really quickly.
You can take it apart.
Yeah, but you can't
build
it.
Have you played Lego Star Wars?
B- But we're not talking about Lego Star Wars. We're talking about regular Star Wars.
And the Lego movie. This correlates.
Yeah, but no. No, no, no. Because yes. Because in your argument, you said it's the same as Star Wars. Not it the same Star as Wars. Lego Star Wars.
It's Star Wars.
No. Well, it is, but it's not, too. Because he doesn't get magical gifts. He is still just a normal guy until he has, essentially an existential awakening at the end of the movie.
I am not arguing that he got magical powers. He's discovering that he already had them.
No, he didn't have magical powers. That is what Star Wars is about. He did not have... Master Building is not a magical power. People train for that. People,
he didn't.
Well, yeah,
he trained
did.
For like 2 minutes and he couldn't even find a wheel.
Yeah, and then he had an existential awakening. People with the Force.
Me.
People with the Force just hold their hands up. You know what I'm
Clearly
saying?
Clearly, you have never watched the Lego Star Wars show, Meet the Freemakers.
You're right. I haven't. But you know what I have played? Or you know what I have played? All of the Lego Star Wars games that have ever been made, ever.
Mm.
So, wait, how many Lego Star Wars games have been made? Because I've played... I've played Complete Saga, I've played Force Awakens, I've played Clone Wars, and I've played Skywalker Saga. I think
so
that's
all
it.
All of them?
Yeah, I've played all of them.
They should make a Lego Star Wars movie.
I think they have. I mean, it's like Christmas specials and stuff.
I mean, like, Lego movie style. Lego Star Wars movie.
But, like, actually, like, in theaters.
Or, better yet, Lego Avengers movie.
That would be... No, Lego...
Give me a Lego Spider-Man movie.
Give me a Lego Marvel superhero movie.
Give
like the
it.
Like based on...
I need it.
Like,
I want it.
Like, based on the game?
Look, Warner Brothers is dissolving, I believe. No. Warner Brothers is selling. Because they made a... They lost a lot of money.
I mean...
So...
yeah,
listen,
they lost
Disney,
a lot of money from...
Disney acquiring Warner Brothers would be a huge deal.
Hold on, Warner Brothers.
Listen, because the only thing that Warner Brothers has for it right now is DC.
Yeah.
They're selling Mortal Kombat, I believe.
Oh, it just has DC. Like, that's not a huge IP.
They're selling Mortal Kombat.
Oh. That's weird.
That's a bad decision. Like, Mortal Kombat is one of their biggest moneymakers.
Is it?
Well, yes. Do you have any idea how much Mortal Kombat 1 made in its first week of release?
Oh, like they own like the video games or
yes.
the oh
everything.
Okay.
They
okay,
own
okay.
Mortal Kombat as an IP.
Oh, it's like NetherRealm Studios
yeah,
part
they
of
own
Warner Brothers?
Yeah, they okay. own NetherRealm.
Okay, okay, okay. That's on me. I thought you meant like the movies, and I'm like, they only made like one movie.
And they're making another one.
Yeah, I know. But still they only made like one movie and even then it didn't do that great.
They own the whole thing.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea how much Mortal Kombat 1 made in its first week?
100 million, right?
200 million. The game.
That's a lot
the
of money.
The video game. That's a $70 game, and that many people bought it.
Yeah, because it's Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
And the way that Mortal Kombat 11 ended was so good. That they. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Lego Mortal Kombat movie.
Yes. Let's do it.
It will not happen, but I want it to so bad.
But and with blood and with blood and gore.
Yes,
and they're
with
just,
blood and gore.
They're just the red studs.
I have... to talk about the Lego Batman movie story.
Okay, you go for it.
Listen, the Lego Batman movie is a very touching tale of friendship. Why'd you wink at me?
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I did
you
not.
Absolutely wink
I absolutely did not
I,
wink at you.
Dude, you went...
No, I squinted or something.
You
I don't
winked.
Know what I did, but
you
I didn't
winked.
Wink. But,
blinking with one eye is a wink.
But anyway, so the Lego Batman movie is
touching,
Bridge to Terabithia, is what you're saying.
It's a touching tale of friendship. Listen. Do
I
you
just
know
pulled
how that
the Bridge
ends?
To Terabithia it, reference
it's not,
out of my...
Well, do you know what it is? It's serendipity.
Serendipity?
Yeah.
I've never...
It's a romance movie.
About a touching tale of friendship?
But a touching tale of... Two people that fall in love, except the way that the Lego Batman movie does it.
Okay, so
they do it backwards.
So you're saying that the Lego Batman movie is like every rom-com or romance movie
well,
ever?
Well, it's not. Because it's Lego.
So mine isn't Star Wars because it's Lego. And they haven't made a Lego Star Wars movie.
You had Han Solo and the Millennium Falcon, okay?
I forgot about that.
What do you mean you forgot about that? It was a key plot point.
Okay, they got a hyperdrive from him in like 3 seconds.
30, first of all. Watch your movie.
It was, no, like, it was like a really quick cameo.
Watch your movie. You had Lando Calrissian.
Okay.
And Chewbacca.
Yeah, we...
And C-3PO.
Yeah, you're helping my point right now.
Why for at least 30 seconds.
Yeah, why are you helping me right now?
What do you think? A hyperdrive's just going to show up out of the sky? Oh my God.
That's another thing that made me laugh so hard.
Every oh my God joke from Batman. That was just pretty good. Look, phenomenal. I'll give you this. You had some good jokes.
I feel like. I feel like the Lego movie has so many more just like... LOL moments. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like...
It's a comedy movie.
Yeah.
And granted, so is the Lego Batman.
So is Lego Batman.
Puts a lot more on the romance and friendship aspect. And the... The isolation.
Well, we've
Lego Batman movie is a tale of trying to fight through your depression and open up to people so that you can get the help that you need. It's better help, but it's a Batman movie. Do you understand this? Dog, but, we got a therapeutic Lego movie, and it's Batman and Voldemort.
But no, because hear me out. The Lego movie is all about opening up, or is also about opening up, but in creative aspects.
Yes, opening up creatively.
Exactly. So not just letting your mind be rigid. You just have to have fun. And you know...
But the Lego Batman movie.
You know what people who don't have fun have? Depression. And you know how much happier Will Ferrell got when he decided to share with his kid? A lot. So I feel like the Lego movie could have the same amount of therapeutic... type...
Get the camera out of my face!
...storyline.
Get that camera out of my face! I don't have a jacket to pull over my head, so I'm just watching you take a photo of Miles' back.
Yeah, I'm...
We got our first-year students are...
We got Brian over there.
Yeah, taking photos.
Or Bryant. Sorry, not Brian. It sounded like I said Brian, but I did not say Brian. I said Bryant.
I love Family Guy. Lego Peter Griffin.
Hey, Lois. Lois, I'm in the Lego movie, Lois.
Peter, don't turn me into a marketable figure.
Lois, I'm in Fortnite, Lois.
Holy crap,
I'm in Fortnite.
Anyways.
But
Lego Fortnite, that's a thing.
That it is. We need a Lego Fortnite movie. No, anyway. Dude,
okay, we just got Lego Fortnite sets. Give it a minute, okay?
No, we need a movie right here, right now.
I'm absolutely positive there's going to be a Fortnite movie at some point in the future.
If there isn't, I'm going to riot, okay?
Well, here's my question. Save the world or Battle Royale?
That would legit just be the Hunger Games.
Save the world or Battle Royale?
Battle Royale.
But here's the thing.
Save the world?
I did.
Weirdo. No, I'm kidding. Ow. I'm kidding.
Jerk.
I'm kidding. A lot of people played Save the World.
Came out in 2011. Of course I played Save the World.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know that Fortnite existed until Ninja played it.
I'm kidding. I didn't play it in 2011. I didn't play Save the World until 2 years after I got Battle Royale.
I was just about to say, I didn't know that Lego... I didn't know that Fortnite existed until Peter Griffin was in it. Okay?
Here's the thing. With how many IPs Fortnite has in it, that could be, like, the biggest movie of all time.
Oh, for sure.
Do you understand that? With how many brand deals they have going on? Could you imagine a movie where Iron Man, Doctor Doom...
And Mr.
Beast.
Naruto,
Mr. Beast, despite the allegations and the current lawsuits that are undoubtedly happening right now, LeBron James...
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Superman... who else did we get? Peter Griffin? An Among Us character.
The
Alien?
The power suit from...
Michael Myers.
The power suit from Fallout.
We could get... That could be...
Or part of the Brotherhood of Steel.
Indiana Jones?
Everyone from Stranger Things.
Yeah, everyone from Stranger Things.
Metallica.
Metallica. Who else? We could literally...
Fortnite. The Witcher.
The Witcher. Fortnite would be the greatest movie of all time if we could actually get all of these different companies to agree to be in that movie
together. Let's do it. I'm so down.
Let's do it. Anyway. Let's pitch that movie.
And then... Shaquille O'Neal saying, "Oh no, they were ready for that after missing a sniper shot
because the dude started default dancing and leaned to the side.
Oh no, he was ready for that.
Oh no,
but yeah. So I feel like they have similar stories in the matter of, you know, you're talking about opening up because it has the same type of mental opening up agenda, yeah. If you will." So I feel like it's not too far off, it's not too far off. Like the moral of the story is the same, just with different ways to get there, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I feel like the more tried and true, fantasy story with, you know, a good guy conquering all with like two people behind him just has the same or just has a better type of, a better and more entertaining type better and more entertaining type trope than a romance movie with a little bit of action in it. No, you know what the Lego Batman movie is?
What?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
How dare you?
That movie's awesome.
How dare you? How dare you shatter my entire argument in 4 seconds?
You're welcome.
Outrageous.
I'm just like that.
This is outrageous. I demand a recount.
I demand a recount is crazy.
We need... I don't know what's happening. Oh my god, there's people.
Why is there people in here?
No! Anyways, Lego Batman movie is superior. I will fight by this until the day I die. Lego Batman movie is the Lego movie.
I disagree. Okay, anyone in the studio that can hear us right now, go to the window... Right outside the studio. We want an odd number of people, preferably.
We're gonna figure this out. We're gonna make a poll.
Yeah, we're gonna make a poll.
After every episode, we're gonna put a poll on Twitter to see who wins.
It's X.
I do not care in the slightest.
And in case you didn't know our X handle, it is at WBDG Indie. I was gonna say 90.9, but that's our TikTok at Giant 90.9.
Yes. Capital G on that one. We're going to...
Yeah, everyone that
Listen, if you name your social media platform a single letter, you're doing it wrong.
That's fair. That's...
X.
Yeah, you know X. What? Oh, wait, I don't think I have the Twitter login.
X.
Hold on. Sorry, the X login. Or I might. Hold on. Uno momento.
Twitter. We hate Twitter.
I'm pretty sure. I don't. I used to be logged into it, but...
Everyone go to Threads. We don't have a Threads, but you should use Threads. Everyone go to Threads.
Threads is crazy. I love how
use
Threads.
Use Discord.
Use Kick.
Don't use Kick.
Use Tinder. The WBDG Indie Tinder.
The WBDG Tinder profile.
Hey, we're a student radio station, and we love long walks on the beach.
Oh, man. Well...
But anyways, I think we have given our takes.
We have given our takes. And
with
you,
rambling here and there.
You guys, you, the listener, get to decide who wins. This poll will go up on Monday when this episode goes up on Audio Boom and is on your streaming services such as Spotify, Amazon, and iHeart.
Everything else. iHeart. Everything else.
We're everywhere. If you look, we're probably there. Just search WBDG, you'll find us.
Anchor, Tidal, anywhere you can
no matter
think
where.
Of.
Yeah, we will
Tinder.
Probably be there. This has been Versus with your host, me, Kieran Sandulo, and him, Miles Sprong.
That is me.
That is him.
And I think I won.
I don't. I think I won. But you get to decide. We're going to put a poll up on our Twitter, at WBDG India, where you guys get to vote on who you think wins. And the winner of that episode will get to go first for the next debate.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Let's do it. A little bit of an advantage there.
Yeah, a little bit of a... It's like a pre... I was about to say a prenuptial agreement.
A prenuptial agreement.
But that's not what it is. It's a marriage of convenience. That's not the word. What's the word?
I don't know.
I give up. Anyways, words are hard. English
sucks. Marriage of convenience.
A marriage of convenience. Lego Batman movie is great. So is the Lego movie. But you guys get to pick which one is better. Who won the debate? We don't know. Thank you guys for listening. We're on every Friday at 9:15. Miles, 411, when?
It's Tuesday from 7:45 to 8:30.
7:45 to 8:30, Tuesdays. The show, Monday from 9:15 to 10. We're both on each other's shows.
Indeed we are, yes.
Indeed we are. So, we'll see you then. I'll be here on Monday, and he'll be here on Monday, and I'll be here on Tuesday, and he'll be on here on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.